Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Sorry if I scared you. I get so excited when I do this show. I sometimes shout a little extra loudly into the mic. Now, I have to say, typically at this point in time, I introduce my sidekick, Mr. Dave Parker. But, Dave?
Where is Dave?
Dave, you don't sound like Dave. Good morning, Frank.
We're sitting here relaxing, having a good old time chatting. Dave's doing whatever Dave does. There he is.
We have a Parker. We have a Parker sighting. Mr. Parker has arrived.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, man.
How was your weekend?
Man, I'll tell you what, I had a great weekend. Dave, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, really, man.
You know, take your time. Yeah. You know, no hurry here. Not like we're doing live radio or anything. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there today.
Yes, I don't want to blame it on the clocks in the station.
That's right.
Okay, I won't go there. All right.
I know we're batteries. Heading into Christmas, but we can't take our foot off the pedal yet, Mr. Parker. We still got shows to do.
Oh, man, get out of holiday
He's
mode.
On Christmas vacation
That's
already.
Right.
And we're not even taking a Christmas
That's right.
Vacation.
That's right. All right, let me get my thoughts together here. Good morning.
Mea culpa, mea culpa.
Good morning. I'm Gary Zimak, alongside me in the studio, Dave Parker. Frank Eliason bailed me out when Dave was missing in action today, but you know I'm not going to let you forget this, right?
I know.
Yeah. I'm a loving guy, Dave, but you know how it is. I got to bust on you when I can. Today's guest on the show, Tony Sciglia, will be joining us from North Jersey. He's going to be talking about Christmas food traditions. Now, the last time Tony was on the program, he's North Jersey, a Giants fan. We talked some Giants versus Eagles. We're not going to mention the Eagles this week, Dave. We're not going to mention. I don't think we need to bring football up.
Well, what did you just do?
Yeah, well, with Tony.
With Tony. Yes, okay, that's true. Yeah. Let me get my brain in gear here. Okay.
Incidentally, as much as I have said, and I'd like to give up on my Eagles, I was watching the game, and for some reason, I got roped into it again. And up until the last minute, you know, they go for the 2-point conversion, and they don't get it done. But you know what? I can't give up on the Eagles completely. I might give up on the season, but I can't desert them. I still get back into the game every time I turn it on.
Well, I love the game. I love the Eagles, but I had a busy weekend. So I saw the highlights, suffice it to say that, again, we're waiting for spring training, aren't we?
That's right. Oh, but wait a minute. We can't forget our Flyers.
Oh, that's true.
Now, the streak is over,
yeah,
but we can begin a new streak. I think they play on tomorrow night, I believe. I have to check that. But so we can follow our Flyers. The Sixers, they're struggling a bit right now, spring training is on the way.
That's true.
As you said.
That's true.
Coming up later in the show, let's do the prayer, and then I'm going to talk about something really special that I have planned for Dave Parker. See, Dave, I'm always thinking about you.
Well, thank you, man.
Even if you can't show up on time for work, I'm thinking about you, and we're going to do something.
Don't hold it against me.
You know me. I don't do that kind of stuff. We do have something very special on the show lined up in the next segment. We also have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. Let's get it kicked off with our prayer. Today we'll do one of our favorites at the station, St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Got lots of good things coming up on the show for you today. And just to give you a look at what's coming up throughout the rest of the week, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Marty Rutella return live in studio. He's going to be singing with us. I'm going to have my wife Eileen here, my daughters Mary and Elizabeth. They're going to be singing a duet. Or what do you call a duet with three people, though? I don't know that. I don't think it's a duet, but I don't know. I'll have to check that out. But they're going to be singing Silent Night with Marty. We're going to work this out. I'll be playing my guitar, so it's going to be a fun day tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we are, and I'll tell you more about this later, we're going live to the dining car in Northeast Philadelphia.
We are? Yes.
It is Scrapple Wednesday, Dave. The dining car is located at, and we'll talk more about this throughout the show, it's at 8826 Frankfort Avenue in Philadelphia, right off of the Academy Road exit of I-95. So you need to come out there. The food is tremendous at the dining car. Plus, since it's Scrapple Wednesday, mm-hmm. Frank Eliason, I call him Fearless Frank, and mm-hmm. I call him that for a reason. Frank Eliason, for the first time, is going to try Scrapple
on the air. Yes, he is.
On the air. So that's going to be exciting. We'll have some giveaways that day, too. Also, Thursday on the program, your fellow Erie native,
yes.
Father Larry Richards,
Father
will be joining
Larry's
us.
Father Larry's going to be here. Yes. And then Please join us.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. Father's kind enough to join us to help us wrap up our Advent and get ready for Christmas. And then Friday on the program, we're going to do a best of show. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of things coming. Oh, by the way, Kevin Lowry will be the guest on Wednesday from the dining car. He'll be coming in through the phone lines. Talking about conversion. Kevin's been on the show before. He did a real good job, so we invited him back. That's what we do here, Dave. If you do a good job, you get invited back.
Okay, yes, you do. Hey,
and you get invited back no matter what. Yes, sir.
I was a tad late. I was
going
in the other part of the station. Hey, listen, everybody. Well, about Frank trying Scrapple. Are we going to invite any other media? Because is this a major media event, or what are we going to?
I don't.
How are we going to handle that?
I think I might like to put some of this on Facebook Live, so we'll see about that.
You okay,
it's a big event. Where they're letting us out. And okay, let's see. How much time do I have here? I have a little time. The gospel's a little bit longer today, but before I get to the gospel, I just want to say, Dave, you know, we're getting out into the streets. We're getting out into Northeast Philadelphia. They're letting us be seen amongst the residents. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal.
Really? Yes.
Now, Dave, you are not a Philadelphia native.
This is true.
You don't hide this fact. I mean, we love you. We've accepted you. You don't.
Really?
You make no secret. You mm-hmm. were born in Erie. You mm-hmm. lived in different places around the country.
They call that an Erieite. I'm an Erieite.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, because I'm concerned about you, mm-hmm. you know, all about the love. That's the way I am. That's the way I roll, Parker.
Okay.
I want to make sure that you are accepted by everyone mm-hmm. in Northeast Philadelphia. I'm a Northeast Philadelphia native.
Well,
that's
so kind of you, Gary. So, be thinking about me.
Well, Dave,
how are we
going to
do this?
Well, here's what I plan to do. In our next segment, we're going to teach you how to speak Philadelphian.
All right.
Now, this will be, we're going to go with basic Philadelphian, maybe a little intermediate, but we're not going to get advanced.
Okay.
Okay, so.
There are courses that one can take at all the universities.
That's right. I'm going to get Frank in here with me, and together we're going to help you so that when we get out to the dining car in Northeast Philadelphia on Wednesday, people will say, wow, Dave, what neighborhood are you from? Right? So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
And it's all because I care.
Yeah, and really, and this, hey, Garrett, this is the start of Holy Spirit Radio University.
That's right.
You do either in residence or online.
That's right.
Courses.
Oh, man, a lot of fun. But, you know, Dave, we do have a lot of fun here. I love being able to do this show. You're a great guy. We have a lot of fun.
You,
we
Thanks.
Kid around. We do the spiritual. We do the fun things. We mix it up here.
Yeah.
And our goal is to help you get your day started off in the right way. A little bit of fun, a little bit of inspiration. The music this week, we have switched over. We are doing 100% Christmas music this week because this is the final week of Advent. We are getting ready. The Lord is very near now. So with that in mind, let me read today's gospel. The gospel is a little longer today. You're going to hear a series of narratives over the next few days. The church is really leading us down this road. This is what the beautiful thing about reading the daily mass readings. The church leads us down a path, right? So we're getting ready to welcome Jesus closer into our hearts at Christmas. That's the goal. That's the goal of Advent. We want to get closer to Him. So we've got specially chosen readings each day. So these Gospels that you'll hear over the next few days are very specifically designed to get us prepared because Jesus is coming soon. Today's Gospel is from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord. Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this, for I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years?" And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." Now, that's a very familiar story, the story of the angel appearing to Zechariah, announcing that his wife Elizabeth, who was elderly, was about to give birth. She was going to become pregnant and give birth. Zechariah doubted. We all know the story. And he was rendered mute for a period of time until St. John the Baptist, which was their child, who was their child, was born. Now, the more important, the overall, we can get a lot of messages out of this gospel reading. One thing you can take out of this is when God says he's going to do something, he does it. Dave, mm-hmm. I think we forget that sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Right? With God, all things are possible. And I think in our own lives, if we look at whatever we're facing, we might have a problem, we might have some sort of a difficulty in our life right now that really seems impossible. You can look at this gospel, and the Lord is saying to you right now, that's not impossible. I can do it. Now, does that mean he'll always do what you want? No. But what it means is he can do all things. So certainly we can get that out of this reading. We also see the story of the John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who went before Jesus, who was sent to announce the Messiah is here. What a powerful role. And we're going to see these throughout the week. The Gospels will gradually, we'll see the birth of the Lord take place. We'll hear the angel talk to Mary and say, "You have been chosen to become the mother of the Messiah." But what we can also see from this reading is God works in a very methodical way. We don't always understand the way he's working, but he's got a plan. And if we look at the sending of the Savior, Jesus was sent to us because God loves us so much that he wanted to send the Messiah, but it took thousands of years for it to happen. And in our own lives, we get a little impatient, especially this time of year. You know how it is. You're in a traffic jam. You're at the mall. You don't want to stand in line. You got things to do. We tend to get a little impatient. So what I would say, and I would recommend, there is a lot in this gospel. I would recommend that you go to spiritinthemorning.com and click on the link. We have a link to the USCCB, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. They have this reading. They have the first reading from today's Mass. They have the responsorial psalm. Spend about 5 or 10 minutes. We've all got 5 or 10 minutes, please. We could say we don't, but we've got 5 or 10 minutes to just read these readings over again and ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, what do you got for me? What should I get out of this reading?" There's so many things we can get out of these readings. And the Lord speaks directly to us. So the message is, what I'm really feeling from this gospel is that there is a plan. Trust me, the Lord's saying, trust me, I've got it covered. So whatever you're worried about, Gary, in your life, I've got it covered. Relax. I'll tell you what to do if you need to do anything. But in the meantime, you got to trust me. Okay? And that's the message we get. Stick with us all week because we'll be reading these special gospel passages. All right, when we come back, you know what's going to happen. Fearless Frank Eliason and myself, we're going to teach Dave Parker how to speak Philadelphian. You don't want to miss this. 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning. We'll be back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 19th. Today we celebrate Blessed Pope Urban V. In 1362, the man elected pope declined the office. When the cardinals could not find another person among them for that important office, they turned to a relative stranger, the holy person we honor today. The new Pope Urban V proved to be a wise choice. A Benedictine monk and canon lawyer, he was deeply spiritual and brilliant. He lived simply and modestly, which did not always earn him friends among clergymen who had become used to comfort and privilege. Still, he pressed for reform and saw to the restoration of churches and monasteries. Except for a brief period, he spent most of his 8 years as pope living away from Rome at Avignon, seat of the papacy from 1309 until shortly after his death. He came close but was not able to achieve one of his biggest goals, reuniting Eastern and Western churches. As pope, Urban continued to follow the Benedictine rule. Shortly before his death in 1370, he asked to be moved from the papal palace to the nearby home of his brother, so he could say goodbye to the ordinary people he had so often helped.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
And, okay, it's my turn to not be ready now. Oh, man, that was Still, Still, Still by Mannheim Steamroller. Boy, I'll tell you what, sometimes
I'm still here.
Yeah, we are still here. Okay. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The amount of preparation that goes into this program, you would just not believe, right? That's one thing about us. We prepare. Yes,
and we're headed towards the best of program for this week.
That's right. That's right.
I feel it. I really feel
it.
Yeah,
I feel it. Yeah. Actually, I think that will be tomorrow, but that's neither here nor there.
I am pleased to be joined in the studio by our Director of Operations. You do such a fine job directing us, right? Frank Eliason. That's right. We have fun on this program. All right. Speaking of fun, Mr. Dave Parker.
I'm ready.
We are about to teach you how to speak Philadelphia. Now, I will say this because we are headed to, and the reason I'm doing this is as a public service, we are headed to the dining car on Frankfort Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. That's going to be Wednesday, 7 to 8. We're broadcasting live. We're out in public. We're in my old neighborhood, Northeast Philly. And I want to make sure you fit in, Dave. That's the reason.
Well, thanks.
And we're all going to have some scrapple.
Even you, for the first time.
That's right.
Frank Eliason trying scrapple for the first time. Now, you can come in, and I strongly recommend you check out the food at the dining car. We all ate breakfast because that's what we did before we went there. We want to make sure the breakfast
would
is up to par.
Yeah. But they had me be the taster first. No, yeah. Just kidding.
But the food was phenomenal at the dining car. It's great food.
Excellent.
Great service, too.
Great, yeah. And they've got an unbelievable bakery. Frank, you recommend the butter cake?
Butter cake is outstanding. It's the way it should be.
So here's what I want you to do. I recommend you stop by. I'm going to be giving away some copies of my books. All you need to do, I'll have A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, my latest, Find a Real Friend in Jesus. I'll have free copies of my books. We'll have some Christmas CDs we'll be giving away, some station merchandise. All you need to do is stop over at our table. And you can't miss us. We are three very good-looking guys. We are,
lose concentration just by looking at you.
Yeah,
great.
As I said that, I couldn't believe that. We're on radio. People are going to find us out,
yeah,
right?
Really, yeah.
Once they see. But anyway, we'll have the Holy Spirit radio merchandise.
For us.
You'll be able to see we're from the station. We're broadcasting live. Come by, say hi, say you're a listener of Spirit in the Morning, and we'll have some merchandise for you. My books, some CDs, some station goodies, lots of good stuff. Plus, you get a great breakfast while you're there. All right.
Plus, you get to meet us.
That's right. We would love to meet you. So, yes. Dining car right off the Academy Road exit of I-95. It's right on Frankfort Avenue. You can't miss it. And right now, let's talk about how to speak Philadelphia. And Mr. Dave Parker, you're going to be our guinea pig.
I know. Are you taking me to school, Gary?
That's right. Let's go over some of these words now. I'll go over some of them, and then Frank is here. Frank will help us with some of the pronunciations, and we'll do some interactive dialogue in Philadelphia, right? Because we're natives, right?
That's right.
All right. All right. There's a great example. Dave, the first word on your list, could you read that in the traditional style?
All right.
Frank.
All right.
No.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Come on.
Right? All right.
All
right. Right. Hey.
That's what the word next to it says.
All right.
Is that a word?
Read, Mr. Parker, would you read the second word in the traditional style?
Beautiful.
No.
Beautiful.
Right. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
I can't even stretch the E's out.
Now, this is, what would you call this? This is basic Philadelphia. Advanced Philadelphia. We're not going to get into Eagles and Bagel and those kinds of words.
That's for another show.
I made a drawing with the crown. You know, that kind of, that's advanced Philadelphia. We'll get to, or Acme, right? That's another
Acme.
One. All right. The third word.
Going.
No. It's gone. I'm gone. I'm going to the store, right? Not going to the store. Now, this is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. It's not, gone is not the past tense?
Well.
No, but we'll get into
it's
that
all
later.
Pronunciation.
Right.
Come on.
All right. You want to try the fourth phrase? We have a phrase now, Dave. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, want to try that one?
Down the shore.
Down the shore.
Yeah. I'm going down the shore.
Down.
Right. Okay. The fourth word, the next word on the list?
Is Atlantic City.
Right.
Atlantic City.
Right. Atlantic City in
Atlantic
Philadelphia.
City.
Now,
yes.
Traditionally across the country, you will hear the expression, go ahead. Not in Philadelphia. Dave, why don't you try to read the phonetic pronunciation for go ahead?
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, right. Go ahead. Now, this is one of my favorites.
Wow. And I think, shortened version here.
Right, that's right. Now, Frank, The one after that on the list, I think you and I can do this as a dialogue. But first, why don't you, Dave Parker, why don't you read the next phrase, right, and direct it to Frank?
Okay, in the proper English?
I mean, in the traditional English?
Okay. Did you eat?
Jeet.
What?
Now, the response is, what's the response, Dave?
The response is, jeet?
No, that's the question.
Oh, okay.
The next question.
Oh, the next question. No, did you?
Okay.
I see.
Now,
I should read further down.
Right. Now, Frank and I will do that in Philadelphia.
There you go.
Hey,
okay,
Frank,
there we go. Got it.
Jeet?
No, Jew.
See that?
Really?
Jeet? No, Jew.
No, Jew.
Right? Okay.
Well, wait. I won't go there in the spiritual sense.
All right. So we have off. I got to try to get all these. We have the next word, often.
Oh, wait. Who's counting us down?
That's right. Is that you?
Okay. We're good. Keep
what
going.
Is. Okay. I'll do the Philadelphia pronunciation, often. And that would be often, correct?
Okay.
All right. Now, reading the next one. I'm sorry. Dave's also got a function here,
okay,
counting us down.
Okay.
Dave keeps us in check.
That's right. What would the next word be, Mr. Parker?
Probably.
No.
No?
Frank?
Probably.
That's right. See, now this is one of my
favorites.
Seriously,
when I, because I'm, you know, my wife's in this area, but when I talk to relatives, that's what that means.
That's right.
See, I'm actually learning.
And now, before we go into the dialogues, we'll give you some examples. The plural, Dave, of you is what? In the traditional sense. The plural of you
is, well, it could be you.
Correct. That's the plural of you. In Philadelphia, and Frank?
Use.
Exactly.
Use.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Now, I think we're ready to put this into practice.
You just have to watch Rocky.
Okay, Dave.
I love Rocky.
We see some examples on the next page.
Oh, next. Okay.
Believe it or not, I actually have this scripted out. See, this is how I prepare for the show. All right. Dave, the traditional first example. What's that question?
Are you all right?
No.
You all right?
Now, can you try that, Dave?
You all right?
Hey, Frank, I think he's got it. All right, now, would you read the next statement, Dave, in the traditional sense?
Because we have about a minute here.
Okay.
I'm going down the shore to get some coffee at the casino.
Oh.
I'm going down the shore to get a coffee at the casino.
The casino, that's right, okay. All right.
Next one?
Now, how about the next one, Dave?
I'll probably go to the library.
I can't even do that.
Let me do it. I'll probably go to the library. See, it's the library. That's how
we say it.
We just need to cheat.
That's right. We need to cheat. Okay. How about the next page?
Next page. Okay.
Oh, there's even more pages?
All right. Here we go.
Let me do it in Philadelphia, Dave, and then you can translate it into Parkerese.
Okay.
What do you think? Should you talk to him about the window?
What do you think? Should you talk to him about the
window? Let's see what sounds better. I mean, come on.
The Philadelphian action, yeah.
That's right. All right, Dave, I want you to close with this final one. Read the final statement in Philadelphian.
Go ahead. He can probably figure it out.
He can probably figure it out. All right, I think we need to do a little work, but Dave Parker's going to be ready for our road trip to the dining car on Wednesday. Stay tuned. We got Tony Sciglia coming up.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Republican Senator John McCain, appearing on CNN, is joining Democrats in calling for a special select committee to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the election. This puts McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, at odds not only with President-elect Donald Trump, but with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who favors allowing the Intelligence Committee to take the lead. A fragile ceasefire is back on in Syria. Buses have resumed evacuating those still remaining in eastern Aleppo following days of delays. At the UN, the Security Council is expected to vote within hours on a resolution seeking to deploy monitors to Aleppo. The move is to prevent what France has warned could be mass atrocities by Syrian forces and allied pro-government militias. And the Archdiocese of Denver has opened the cause for sainthood for a former slave known for her service to neighbors. A mass was held yesterday at the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, where Julia Greeley was proclaimed a servant of God. Greeley was born into slavery in Missouri in the mid-1800s and came to Colorado around 1880. She worked as the housekeeper for the first territorial governor of Colorado, William Gilpin, and was known for her charity work. Greeley is one of four people that U.S. bishops voted to allow to be investigated for possible sainthood at their fall meeting this year. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When families gather at Christmas time, not everyone will be on the same page spiritually. Sister Teresa Alethea Noble, a former atheist turned nun, shared some insights on that topic in the National Catholic Register. She wrote, "When I was away from the church, I was impressed by Christian friends and relatives who loved me for who I was. When I felt like people were interacting with me just to convert me, I was turned off." Sister Teresa also recalled that her parents' piety sometimes irritated her. But she added, "All of these things built a foundation in me, a gut instinct that recognized that a Christmas without the spiritual can be glittering and glitzy, but ultimately empty of transcendent meaning." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria, let us sing in excelsis Dei, in excelsis Dei.
We're back, man. We're having a good time today. I hope you are as well.
Oh, it's
Frank's turn.
It's my turn this time. Normally I have the caller ready and we're all set, and I was sitting there having a nice conversation with my wife. Good morning, Carolyn. I hope the girls get up.
Hey, Carolyn.
No one wants to get up this morning.
Hey, Carolyn. Thanks for letting Frank join us. We have a lot of fun here on the show.
Are we coming back week after next? I don't know.
I don't know. But
at this rate, we have to talk about tomorrow, one day at a time.
That's right. I am Gary Zimak, along with Frank Elias and Dave Parker from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We're having a great time. We're getting ready for Christmas. Christmas is on the way. You know, guys, I'm 100% Polish. You might mm-hmm. know this, but food.
I just bought the sausage that you were buying the other day.
That's right. Yeah. Food mm-hmm. is very important to us in the among the Polish people. Mm-hmm. We go, and I went last week. I bought my kibasi. I went down to Swiaki's in Port Richmond, and there's chefs down there. There's Lachowicz in Brightsburg. We've got our places to get our kibasi.
Can you add that to the word list, please?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm speaking to my Polish friends
okay.
out there now.
All right.
But we do the food thing. We get the babkas. We get the kruszczyki. We get the kibasi. You know, so it's very important. And yet the Polish people are very religious. You know, we're right down the street from the shrine, and food is very important to us.
That's the best part. They have the festival in
That's
September
right.
every year. I love going just for all the Polish food at the shrine.
That's
it's
right.
incredible.
And so food is often a big part of our Christmas tradition. It's a big part of many people's Christmas traditions, many nationalities. Well, my next guest is a friend. He's a good guy. He's been on the show before, Tony Shelia. Tony is, he not only does he know the Polish tradition, but he knows the Italian traditions. So Tony's here on the line with us from North Jersey, and we just did a segment about how to speak Philadelphian, so we're going to hear the North Jersey dialect here as well. Mm-hmm. But Tony is familiar with this area, so he speaks Philadelphian as well as New York and New Jersey. Tony, are you there, brother?
I'm here, Gary. Good morning. How are you?
We're keeping it pretty light today.
Oh, hey, Christmas is here.
That's right.
Right around the corner.
That's right. So I'm so glad you could join us today to talk about Christmas food traditions, because I know you're really into this, right, brother?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, food and faith. I think we talked about it last night, how important food and faith are.
Yeah.
In everything we do. I mean, we have to eat to live, right? So, but we also need our faith to sustain us. So there's so many great parallels between food and faith.
Yeah, and you know some, in addition to the Italian traditions, you know some of the Polish ones as well. You want to share with us some of the ways that, some of the Christmas food traditions that you're aware of?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, growing up, I'm Italian, Polish, and German, so I
wow.
have a great combination of Catholic. Well, actually, the German part is from Southern Germany, which was of course all Catholic from Bavaria, but mostly we really took to the Italian and the Polish side. So, growing up, we would always, I mean, again, Polish and Italian are two great combos.
Yeah.
And so my mom she passed away, but her family is Italian and Polish. And my dad's all Italian,
mm-hmm.
so we would always have the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve. And of course, Christmas Eve traditionally was a fast day, or
yeah.
it was a day that you would abstain from meat.
Right.
So that's why a lot of these heritages and these cultures, they would have no meat at their vigil dinners. So that's where the Italians got the Feast of the Seven Fishes. It seems to be a lot. It's a bigger thing here in America than it is in Italy. Like, there's rumors as to why it's seven fishes. Some say there's 10 fishes.
Huh.
Some say there's 12 fishes because of the 12 apostles.
Yeah.
Seven because seven is a perfect number in the Bible. So there's a lot of speculation as to how many fish you could actually have, but we always had seven.
And is it always the same kind of fish, or do you have like seven? These are the seven, or is it does that vary?
Well, it varies family to family.
Okay.
So it's interesting. My wife's family, they're Sicilian.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was born in Sicily. Her dad was born in Sicily. So she's literally off the boat Italian. So they don't do seven fishes. They'll do fish.
Okay.
So whether it'll be bacala, which is salted cod, which a lot of cultures have bacala in their culinary I don't know the word to use, but a lot of cultures have that salt cod, and they also make eel, which growing up I never had. So I guess it's different variations of the like growing up for me, we would have the shrimp, we would have bacala. I'm trying to think what else. You would have maybe linguine and clam sauce would be one of the.
I'm getting hungry, man.
Oh my.
and pizza was also a big thing in my family. They would always make homemade pizza,
just, nice.
You know, plain tomato sauce and a little bit of, you know, mozzarella cheese.
Oh yeah.
So that was kind of, you know, what we had. I'm trying to remember. It's been so long since I had my family.
Yeah.
Well, my parents passed away when I was pretty young. So a lot of the traditions. Not that they died, but I just, you know, I don't remember everything that we used to do as a kid.
Right. Now, how about, are you familiar with any, because I know, and I don't really know this because my parents didn't do this. My parents were first generation Polish, but they didn't necessarily do the Christmas Eve Polish tradition. Do you know anything about what the Polish people do for Christmas Eve?
Well, again, they do have some kind of fish in their meal.
Right.
And I was doing a little bit of research. I don't know, you know, my grandmother was second generation Polish. Her grandparents were born in, were born in Poland.
Right.
But I know one thing that we always did every Christmas Eve, whether or not we had dinner with my grandparents or whether we had it, you know, by my dad's family, we would always do the breaking of the oplotek.
Oh, yes, yes.
That was a given. I mean, even to today, I mean, I still go up to my grandmother on Christmas Eve and we still break the oplotek to wish each other good health and whatever else we want to wish for that person for the coming year. So that's a big tradition, and it's always been a big tradition. Actually, I've gotten my wife's Italian family to kind of take to this Polish tradition. So that's a great thing about these multicultural families.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a blend. Now, how about for Christmas Day? What do you in particular do for Christmas Day? Do you have a mixture?
Yeah, well, you know, Christmas Day we go by my cousin's house, and my cousin's an amazing chef. He makes a beef Wellington. And I tell you, I've seen pictures of beef Wellington on the internet. I've heard about people say how great it was, but
yeah.
When you actually get to experience it, as you get to it takes him like 5 or 6 days to actually prepare the beef Wellington, because he has to make the special sauce, and then you need like the pate, and you need the puff pastry. So it's a real process of love, but it's one of the most. If you've never had beef Wellington, I highly recommend it that you try it, because it really is one of those amazing dishes. And pretty much all it is, it's like a filet mignon wrapped in puff paste, cooked to a perfect medium rare. I'm thinking about it now. I can't wait to next.
Hey, Tony, this is Dave Parker. What's that address of your cousin?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I'm just saying, you know.
Leave it to Parker. He's always trying to freeload. Well, I got to say, that sounded pretty good. I never had beef Wellington before.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of it, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had it. It's very good. Yes,
oh, okay.
I've had it in the past. You know, I'm not from Philadelphia, so I got around a little bit with the military. And no, seriously, though, it's a good dish.
Oh, it's great. So you know, usually Christmas Day is a little bit more. Really, again, like I said, for us, Christmas Eve is that's you know, and also growing up, we would go to midnight mass after eating all this food. You would go to midnight mass,
yeah.
And then you would come home and you would eat again. So
wow.
it was like Christmas Eve was like a constant eating fest.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with the Polish side, we would my grandmother would always, up until last year, she broke her hip, unfortunately, earlier this year, so she really has slowed down a lot. But she would make all the babka, she'd make the kruszczyk, and then she'd make, you know, 100 different types of cookies and these little cheesecake, little cheesecake, like
those
like
were the
little
days. Those
yellow
were the
wafers
days.
On the bottom of, like, you use like a cupcake pan, and you would put like a little paper to hold it. You would put a Nilla wafer, and she'd make this mix of like a cheesecake mix, and she'd put that in the pan. She'd bake them, and then she'd top them off with a little bit of like either strawberry preserves or blueberries, and that was another thing she would always make for Christmas. Actually, she said she's gonna try to do it this year, so I'm hoping that she does, because I always love my grandmother's food.
Mm. And it's nice, Tony, because food really draws us together, and it's really great because we do consist of body and soul, so mm-hmm. it's okay to enjoy, to celebrate, mm-hmm. and you do a nice mixture of faith and food, and I really do think they go together nicely.
Oh, thank you, and they definitely do, Gary. I mean, really, I mean, like you said, I mean, if you think about our faith, our Catholic faith, I mean, really, a lot of the stories in the Bible, a lot of the miracles that our Lord performed were surrounded around food. I mean, it's there. And again, it isn't about overindulging
exactly.
or gluttony, but it's about sharing a meal, breaking bread with your friends and your family, and especially at these times of the year when maybe, you know, you have a difference with somebody in your family, you have a difference with a friend throughout the year, and you say, you know what, just put all that stuff aside and just get together and, you know, just kind of break bread and come back together again. Because, you know, we don't know how long we have here on Earth, so we have
Amen.
To make the most of it and bring people together and not divide people.
That's so true. That's so true. Brother, we got about 30 seconds. While I have a minute, I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas. And I want to thank you for your friendship, for coming on the show. And I want to also hold you to this, because we talked about this before. I want to get you down into the studio. You said you're willing to do it sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? To cook for us, because Dave Parker needs to eat. So
yeah, really, we'll send the car.
So if we could arrange that, we'd love to have you here in person sometime in the new year.
That would be great. I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much, Gary. And again, Merry Christmas to all you guys, and a very happy and blessed new year.
You too, Tony. Thanks for coming on, brother. God bless you. Tony Shelia. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Forever and love me, I pray. Let
laid down his sweet head. The Lord of all creation laid down his sweet head. The Savior of the nation.
Away in a Manger by Casting Crowns. Again, as a reminder, I said this earlier in the program, we are doing Christmas music all week and next week as well. We're on the air next week for 3 days. We're going to take Monday and Friday off, do best of shows. We're going to play Christmas music because certainly Christmas does not end on December the 25th. We're going to honor the octave of Christmas here at Spirit in the Morning, and we're going to continue to play Christmas music, not just this week, but next week as well. My thanks to Tony Shelia for joining us on the program today. We'll have his information linked online at spiritinthemorning.com so you can follow Tony. Tony does a great job combining food and faith, and it's always fun when he visits with us. Now, as a reminder, before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, tomorrow on the show, Marty Rotella will be making the drive down from North Jersey. He's going to be live in the studio. We'll be playing some Christmas music. He will be singing live. I'll have my daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, my wife Eileen here with us as well. We're going to have fun tomorrow on the program. Wednesday, we take a road trip to the Dining Car restaurant, which, and I'm really excited about this, Dave.
I am too.
Now that you know how to speak Philadelphian.
Yeah. I'm going to practice tonight and tomorrow.
All right.
I really am.
You have your list, so you'll be ready. People will think you were born in Philadelphia.
Yes. My wife will quiz me.
Very good, very good. You take your education seriously,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
But we're going to be at the Dining Car. We'll be broadcasting live, and I hope you can make it there to join us. That will be 7 a.m. live from the Dining Car, Frankfort Avenue, Northeast Philadelphia. All you need to do is get on I-95 and take the Academy Road exit. The Dining Car is right there. They've got great food. You've got to check out the breakfast. They even ask you if you'd like onions in your home fries, which I think that's great. You got the choice, the onions, the no onions. They have Scrapple Wednesdays, our Scrapple Wednesdays at the car, so you don't want to miss that. Frank Eliason is going to be trying Scrapple for the first time ever, even though he's from the area, on Wednesday live on the program. We'll also, if that's not enough to get you there, we're also going to have some giveaways. I'll have copies of my books, A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, Faith, Hope, and Clarity. I'll have my books there. I'll have also some CDs to give away, plus some station merchandise. All you need to do is come into the Dining Car, come up to the table. You can't miss us. Three very handsome gentlemen, in my own opinion.
Are you going to be wearing your red Holy Spirit
radio
shirt?
I don't know if I'll have my red Holy Spirit radio shirt on. We're awaiting those to arrive, so I'm not sure if we'll get them.
Well, I have like a summer version.
Okay.
I might wear that.
All right, so we're going to be looking good.
Yeah.
You'll be able to identify us. Come up to the table, say you listen to Spirit in the Morning, and we'll give you something for free. And while you're there, you can pick up a butter cake, which are phenomenal. They do a great job at the bakery at the Dining Car. Or you can have breakfast. And you can see Frank try Scrapple live. That'll be Wednesday. Kevin Lowry will be joining us from Columbus, Ohio. He'll be joining us on the phone. He'll be our guest on the show. Thursday on the program, Father Larry Richards will be here from Erie, Pennsylvania, just after he celebrates Mass. Yeah, shout out to Dave Parker's old hometown. So the Father Larry will be with us on Thursday. Then Friday we'll do a best of program. So that's what's coming up later in the week. Yeah, Dave.
I think he's leaving a day early because they got a lot of lake effect snow in this the most recent couple rounds. So, or we may have to send a dog sled. I don't know. We should call him, Father Larry. That is.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he'll be doing the interview by phone. So that's okay.
That's right. Oh well, I'd love to have him here.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
He'll keep us in line. That's one thing about Father Larry. He tells it like it is. He's a good guy, and he's a big favorite of the Holy Spirit Radio listening audience. I know that. I know you love listening to his program. Now, let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse now. Today we go to John chapter 1, verse 5. It's a very simple Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And this is something for those of us who are anxious. We might be feeling like we're walking in the darkness. Do you ever feel that way? You're walking in the darkness. You can't see any light around you, in front of you. You don't know where you're going sometimes. Well, relax, because as St. John reminds us in John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If you walk with Jesus every day, You're going to see through the eyes of faith. You might not be able to see things with your conventional eyes, but through the eyes of faith, you'll feel comforted knowing that Jesus is with you. How do you walk with Jesus every day? I would say it starts by talking to him and saying, Jesus, I want to walk with you today. Help me with my problems. Don't worry about things on your own. See, that's the problem. Sometimes we try to do things on our own, and we forget Jesus is with us. So ask him to help you. Ask him to help you to walk with you through the day and to send his Holy Spirit to inspire you so that you know what to do as you face the challenges of life. Life is a lot easier when you've got Jesus on your side. We've all got him. And we also have access to him not only through Scripture, he can come to us in a spiritual way, but as Catholics, we're blessed to have him present in the Blessed Sacrament. So maybe stop by your Adoration Chapel, or if the church is open, pray before him in the tabernacle. That's Jesus. That's the same Jesus you read about in the Bible. He's fully present in the Blessed Sacrament. That's an amazing gift that we have. And also, if you're able to get to Mass, maybe daily Mass. I'm going to head to daily Mass at St. Cyril of Jerusalem after the program today. I'm blessed to be able to do that. If you're able to go to daily Mass and receive Jesus, maybe once extra during the week besides Sunday, that's going to make a huge difference in your life. If you can go every day, that's even better. But that'll make a huge difference, especially with the worries you may have in your life. And again, we will have that Be Not Afraid Bible verse linked at spiritinthemorning.com. If you have any comments about the show, if you need any extra prayers, email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. I'd be happy to take care of you, happy to pray for you, and I'd love to hear what you think of the show, where you're listening from, and what we can do for you. We're here to serve you. We're here to get your day started off in the right way, and I'd love to hear from you. gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let's do the closing prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, you show the world the splendor of your glory in the coming of Christ, born of the Virgin. Give us true faith and love to celebrate the mystery of God made man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just wanted to point out that the Archdiocese has been doing a lot of great things throughout the Advent season. And today, they're going to be holding the 61st annual, the benefit, the Archbishop's Christmas benefit for children. They're going to be hosting 500 young people at the Sheraton Philadelphia Center City Hotel. That's going to be today at, let's see what the time is, at 2 p.m. today. So it's kind of cool to realize that the Archdiocese is helping us in so many different ways and helping the people of the area to prepare to welcome Jesus. We do this in so many different ways, but we thank the Archdiocese for doing that. And also, I also want to remind you that we will be live on Wednesday at the Dining Car. I'm really hoping to meet somebody. It would be cool to meet some of our listeners, right?
Come on out, everybody, if you can. If you're in the area, stop by.
It's very easy to get to. Academy Road exit of the I-95. You can't miss it. The Dining Car on Frankfort Avenue. They've got great food there. Plus, we're going to be giving away free merchandise. Free is always good, Dave, right? Yeah.
I checked the weather real quickly, Gary, for that Wednesday morning. It looks like it's going to be clear. Ooh. No messy ice, so come on out if you're there.
That'll be great.
We want to meet you.
That's right. Now, remember, tomorrow on the show, Marty Rotella will join us live. He's making the trip down. Don't miss the program, My Children. We're going to be singing a duet, a trio. They're going to sing Silent Night with Marty, so that'll be fun. I'll bring my guitar in, so we're going to get some music going live in the studio. Plus, we'll be playing Marty's songs throughout the hour from his new Christmas CD.
In Philadelphia, and maybe it's how do you say a tria? how do you say that in Philadelphia?
I don't know. Dave, you need to practice before Wednesday.
I'll figure that out, folks.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that wherever you go today, the Lord is with you. Turn to him. Don't forget, he's there. He wants to help you. I'm Gary Zimak. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Mother Incarnation from St. Veronica's in Philadelphia.